Tanya Shir, Yom Hela Parshas Vayetze. We're really starting Perek Chof Beis. In Perek Chof Aleph, Tanya taught us that his whole idea, he started a few prokim back, with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shinui in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. Well, he would say obviously, but like, why isn't it a shinui if things were created? So things are Ratzon Hashem. Things are Ratzon Hashem. So from the perspective of Hashem, there's nothing new being created. It's all, and he and his Ratzon is one, and he incorporates everything. So there are different aspects of the Lakus. But the word dibur is used, and l'chora dibur, when words are used, they are used, even if Hashem doesn't talk the way people talk, he doesn't have vocal cords, and it doesn't push the sound waves, and it doesn't hit your eardrums, and it doesn't vibrate the hairs in your inner ear, but in what sense is the word dibur used? So in Perek Chof Aleph, he says l'chora dibur by a person is used, dibur is separate from a person once he makes a dibur that's something outside of himself, as opposed to machshava, which is still part of him, it hasn't yet been removed from him, even though later in Perek Chof Aleph he implies, and it's certainly true, that even machshava is separate from a person, because it's already formed as osios. In the parlance of the Tanya, of Chassidus, it's an osios. There's already a specific thought, I'm going to go to the store and buy milk. So that's really also nifrad from the person. When we want to talk about something not nifrad from the person, we would talk about his seichel and midos. Is not nifrad, it is all part and parcel of what the person is, who the person is, different aspects of the person. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said it's not like that. The dibur is still a chelek of him. So why is it even called dibur? Why is it called dibur? In what sense is it called dibur? So he says in Perek Chof Aleph he says because dibur, as opposed to machshava, is not only the inyan of becoming nifrad, but it's also an inyan of giloy. Machshava is Hester, dibur is giloy. So Ayadaber Hashem is he was megale his elokus. Now he's still bothered by, and this is again at the end of Perek Chof Aleph, but it, from the perspective of the Nivroim, it's certainly a pirut. When we see a chair, so it's mamash, from Hashem's perspective, it's a gilui. And it's a gilui of his alakus. And after many, many, many tzimtzumim and hishtalshalasim, etc., etc., it comes out to a chair. When we experience a chair, it's mamash the exact opposite. Hashem is behelam. Hashem is hidden from us. We don't see Hashem. From our perspective, it's Helam, not Gilui. And we start off with a cheer, and we don't see Hashem there. The mashal Rabbi Yael gave is when a Rebbe gives a mashal. I know it sounds funny, but that's the way it is. When a Rebbe gives a mashal, and the Rebbe understands the mashal, so when the Rebbe says the mashal is as much Begilui as the Nimshal. Because when you understand the mashal, so that's the Nimshal. That's it. It's I'm telling you a story, and that's it. But from your perspective, the Nimshal is Nelam, and you're hearing the Marshal. Okay, now we're going to stop Perek Chof Beis, and he's continuing with his discussion of that the word Dibur is used. Because, so what's coming out is that from the perspective, he doesn't like the idea that it would be enough to say that dibur equals gilui, and that's why the word dibur is used. He's still caught up that the word dibur really has the aspect of Pirud also. But that's what he explains. Mitzad the Nevroim, it's Pirud. Because Mitzad the Nevroim, it's Helem and Pirud. And that's what he says in Perikot Beis, Raksha Torah, Dibra Koloshim B'nei Yodom, V'nikra B'Torah, Dibura Shal Mokum Baruch Hu B'Shem Dibur Mamish, Ki Dibura Shal Odom, even regarding the aspect of Pirud, not just the aspect of Gilui, Lefisha Be'emes Kachu, because L'Gabi de Nevroim, that's what he explained at the end of Perikot Aleph, L'Gabi de Nevroim, the dibur is muvdol, who derech yiridas v'hamshachas hachius l'tachtonim, and this adrabba is why, if there wouldn't be this helam from the perspective of the nevroim, then really they wouldn't be able to have an existence because they would be botel in the greater reality of Hashem. So it's only because their experience is one of helam that anything could exist. So that's what he says here. L'vishabem is kachu l'gabi de nevroim. He means Derech Yiridas v'hamshachas hachius. That's the or. That's the or of Hashem. The tach perik of beis. Yeah. Rak shatora dibur koloshim b'nei adam. V'nikra b'torah dibur shel mokum baruch hu b'shem dibur mamish ki dibur shel adam. Why? L'vishu be'emes kachu, that it has the aspect of pirud also. Derech Yiridas v'hamshachas hachius, because the way that it involves the Yerida v'hamshachas achius the tachtonim b'tzimtzumim rabim v'atzumim minim miminim shonim. There's like billions and billions, I don't know, if I try to say a number of links from Malakus. Because remember, at the very you're going through Atzilus Bria Yetzira Asiya. You're going through what the Gemara in Chagiga describes. We don't even know what it means. There's 500 years distance between the legs of the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh. You're talking about, Tzimtzumim Rabim V'Atzumim, Minim, Miminim, Shonim, all different aspects of Hashem, all different aspects of everything. Lihiboros Mehem, Bruim Rabim. Everything you see is an aspect of Elokus. From the cockroach to the chair, to the lion, to the person, everything. There's billions of things. And the things, the Nevroim, the stars, the, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. So there's billions of things. And the Elokus is not Mitzumtzum Chas V'Sholom to billions of things. The Elokus is Ein Sof. And according to the Tanya, it's coming from the Ein Sof, which is one of the issues they had with the Tanya. The kmo chen govru v'otzmu ha-tzimtzumim, because everything is a different aspect, and the more physical it gets, the hestaponim or elyonim, and this hester actually, and you know how far it goes. We didn't even think of this. Actually, yuchlu lihisavos liboros gam dvarim tmeim, which are anti Hashem, which are the antithesis. Uklipois, the Sitra Achra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzimtzumim, that's unbelievable. It's bad enough we have something physical, but you have something antithetical to Elokus. That's also in Elokus. Elokus incorporates within it because Hashem wanted it to be created. See that? Hashem wanted it to be created. Hashem is everything. So now if someone asks you if Hashem can make a rock that he can't pick up, now you say the answer is yes. Because he can create rock. But that's not true. That's just a joke. Because Ra is also Ratzon Hashem. That's the point. Hashem wants there to be Ra in the universe. And he says why. But that's how he's throwing that in to be Magdil the Tzimtzumim of the Minim Miminim Shonim. And the Bruim Rabim, even to the degree that Dvarim Tmeim and Klipus, anti-Ruchnius, anti-Hashem, things that are antithesis of Ruchnius, the Sitra Achro, Ulekabel Chiyusom V'Kiyumim Midvar Hashem. Right, where does Ra get its Chiyus from? Where does the Sitra Achro get its Chiyus from? Everything gets its Chiyus because Hashem wants it to exist. So that means, that, and remember, the Dvar Hashem is not a magic trick. It's not a magic trick. It's not Vayomer Hashem Yihyor, Vayihyor. That's what we're learning in Tanya in these prokim. It's not Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. It's not true. Then it's not true. It's not true. It's a childish, wrong idea. It's Hashem revealed the aspect of light that's in Elokus, and after Tzimtzumim Rabbim and the whole Hemshech down to this world, it appeared as light. It appeared as Deshe. It appeared as a behemoth. It appeared as right, all the bruim. It's not Hashem snapped his fingers and something happened, and now that thing exists. Ki'ilu chas shalom chutz mimenu, which would, and this is how we started. And then Yichudo would be altered, chas shalom, because there's something other than him. So then, but we say no. Atol atshalom nivra ha'olam, atol mishanivra ha'olam. It's the same Hashem. It's the same Yechidus. It's the same Achdus, and that's what he's been. That's what he's been leading up to in all these prokim. It's not Hashem said, "Let there be light," and there was light. It's wrong. It's Hashem revealed part of Himself. It came down to this earth with Tzimtzumim Rabbim, and it appeared as light. It even appeared as Dvarim Tumeim, because that's what Hashem wants. So where's their chius from? So their chius is from Hashem. They also are a piece of Elokus, and now he's going to explain, like, what kind of tzimtzum is that a piece of Elokus, so to speak, is anti-Elokus. So he says, "Ulekabel chiyusim v'kiyumim midvar Hashem." Also, even the Dvarim Tmeim and the Sitra Achra and the Klipas. Klipas, Sitra Achra, all these are words that they roll off the tongue a little too easily, but it means things that are on the antithesis of Ruchnius. They're Gashmi. They're Gashmi. They're Grob. They're Gas. They're not. What? Yeah. The kiyumim midvar Hashem v'ruach piv yisbarach behester ponim. Now there's more hester. He's going to explain what it means, more hester. There's more hester in creating a dover tummy and the klipas of the sitra acher than there is in creating something physical or something chutz mimenu, so to speak. Yeah. V'yiridus ha-madregus. Behester ponim v'yiridus ha-madregus. And that's hester ponim. Maybe that's... Oh, it's more than Helam. I mean, there's Hester upon him. More than Helam. Helam means he's Nisalim. You can't see him. You can't see him. He doesn't show himself. Hester upon him is already, he's turning away. And that's how he's going to explain Ke'ilu. You know, he's using words that we could relate to with our minds. Obviously, they have no shaykhus to the reality, but he's trying to help us understand a different type of tzimtzum that would result in Ra, Sitra, Achra, Klipa, than in just things that exist, Chutz Mimenu, so to speak. V'lachay Nikra, now this is a tremendous Chiddush. V'lachay Nikra, now the next two words, you say Elohim Acherim, right? Because you say Elohim Acherim, because you're not referring to Hashem. But according to the Tanya, you are. According to the Tanya, you are, and I'm not quite sure, like, if you're learning Tanya, although it sounds very, very weird, by the way, on the tapes, these tapes on Tanya, you have it says it should be Nikro'im, not Nikro, V'lachay Nikro, it should be Nikro'im. That's a Haggah that's made by, yeah, it's not such a big deal, but... Okay, I just thought I would tell you. Now, I don't know how you say this. I don't remember what the Biel said. But according to what the Tanya is about to interpret, you really should say Elokim Acherim, which is weird. But that's what he says, because his point is that even the Tumah and the Sitra Achra are Elokus, but they're Elokus that is there behester upon him, not just behelim, but behester upon him, which he will explain in a few lines. Mamashi will explain what that means. But now he interprets the phrase, although Elokim Achirim, Neshe Yenikosom V'chiyusom, Einam in Bechinas Ponim, Elam in Bechinas Achorayim. He's saying the word Achirim is the root of the word Achorayim, which we means the backside, the back. Achorayim de Kedusha. Achorayim de Kedusha. This is a concept in Tanya and a few places in Hasidus. There's Gilui Ponim or Ponecha. When I give you a gift, this is what he's about to say. When I give you a gift, if I'm happy with you and I like you, and you're my primary rutzon is to make you happy, and right, so I will smile at you as I give you the gift. Let's say I have to give you a gift because I have to. You're my boss, and you know I don't like you and I never like you, but you know I got to give the boss a gift. It's Hanukkah. You know you got to give Hanukkah gifts. So I won't show my face. I mean, if I wouldn't be scared of him, I would turn around and like, okay, here. Yeah. And I wouldn't shine my face at him. So the face being like, again, everything has its counterpart, Lamala. If there's anything you learn from Hasidus, from Tanya, it's that everything has its counterpart, Lamala. There's nothing that exists in this world that just, oh, that's the way it is in this world. If in this world you have this, that I could smile at you and beam at you and give you a gift with a gishmaka face and a smiling face. And so we say, Kibor Ponecha Nosat Lono Hashem Elokeinu Toras Chaim Vavas Chesed. There's a way to give something, Bor Ponecha. And then there's Achorayim the Kedusha, where the equivalent down here would be you have to give someone a gift. But what do you do if you don't like them and you don't really want to give them the gift, but you're forced to for whatever reason, so you don't show them your face. You turn aside, and you're like, here. You throw the dog a bone. Like you throw the dog a bone. So that's called Achorayim de Kedusha. Upirish Achorayim, again, by Hashem, there's no pun, there's no Achorayim, obviously. It's all concepts. Ka'odam anoisin dover l'sono, you give something to your enemy. Shalobir tsono, against your will. So against your will, or not willingly. Shemashlicho lo, how do you give it to him? You throw him. Kalachak sefer, you go like this. Here, I don't want to look at you. Right? If your boss gives you the salary, but he hates you. But he needs you, because there's no one in the company like you. And you keep the company going. So, you know, I don't want to look at you. Here, take your paycheck, get out of here, I don't want to see you. That's mamash how people talk. He says that has a counterpart, lamala. That's called Achorayim, the Kedusha. Hashem says, I don't want to look at you. Take it. This is really like the Slav was at night. Mon was in the Boker. That's where you find that concept. Or Vayikar Elokim El Bilam, that he came to the Goyim, but only Balayla. And, right. Ki machzer ponov mimenu, misin also. The face is like, the face is or ponecha. It's smiling, it's... That's what the face means. Again, there's lamala and lamata and lamala. Kach lamala bechinas ponim hu pnimius. The word ponim is from the word pnimius. And now he posits a concept by Hashem, which again sounds a little funny, maybe, but it's really very poshut, and you have to say something like it, although we don't really understand it. If I were to say to you, Hashem wants Ra in the Bria, so you would be forced to agree with me. For many reasons. First of all, if he didn't want Ra in the Bria, it wouldn't be him. That's first of all. Second of all, we know he wants Ra in the Bria because he wants Bechira, because he wants us to earn our way. He doesn't want us to have a freebie. So we even understand that he wants Ra in the Bria. But now you say, wait a second, but he doesn't really want Ra in the Bria. He wants Ra and Debriya only in as much as there shouldn't be Ra and Debriya. So he really doesn't want Ra and Debriya. He really wants Tov and Debriya. So the Tov, this is what he's saying.
And the Ra is Tov.
I don't know what you mean by that. He wants it, but he doesn't want it. He wants it, but he doesn't want it. So it's really there's three Madregas, to be able to explain. Three Madregas. I could want to build a house. I want to build a house. So you say, I want to build a house. Now the workers that I hire and the money I spend, I don't really want that. But I do want it because I want the house. right? So that's a panimi wanting and a more chitzoni wanting, where it's not the ultimate goal. But then you have the banging of the hammer, and it's driving me nuts, and it's giving me a headache. So that I don't want. I need it because I want to get to the house, but I don't want it. It's not like the workers that are not my real rotzon; they're my subsidiary rotzon because I need the house. It's like so, but the banging of the hammer that I don't want. I don't want it, but I have to put up with it because that's the way to get a house. So kvayochol, that has its counterpart in Hashem, and that's called the charayim de kedusha, the things that Hashem doesn't want, ra, tumah, sitra achra, but he like kvayochol has to put up with it. I mean, it's all his rotzon, right? But he wants it to be in order that it not be, in order to create bechira, to create amelus, to create that we earn our way in kedusha. So that's achorayim. That's achorayim. He's giving a gift, but he doesn't want to give the gift. But he's forced to, so to speak. What do you mean he's forced to? Because he wants the creation of Ra. So that's not even Ratzon. There's Ratzon Pnimi is the house. Ratzon Chitzoni is the workers. But this is called achorayim de kedusha. This is called Pnimis. This Pnimis Ratzon Elyon Chetzo Amiti. But rather the other extreme, I'll be able to explain that there's a middle darga, but it's not yet later in a few lines. But rather, like you throw the dog a bone, get out of here, I don't want to look at you. Shalom Bert Sono. So that's called Elokim Acherim. According to the Tanya, I don't know, you say Elokim Acherim, I don't know. And Acherim is from the word Achorayim, and it's called Achorayim de Kedusha. Achorayim de Kedusha. It's not Or Ponecha. And so there's Ratzon, I mean, he got into this discussion because he's talking about how the Ratzon Hashem is Nishtal Shel. If the Tzimtzumim Atzumim Verabim, even to result in Sitra Achra, Klipas, and Tumah. It's also Ratzon Hashem. But it's, so you say, wait a second, if Ra is Ratzon Hashem and Tov is Ratzon Hashem, so why don't I go out and have a good time? And the answer is because one is Ratzon Pnimi and one is Achorayim de Kedusha. It's Achorayim. Like you throw Tachnoksefo. And then, right, that's the get there. That's the counterpart of what we have lamata when we're in that situation, and it has its counterpart lamala. Okay, well, next week, Mr. Shem.